Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Are You the One Season 4 season preview wrap-up show, or whatever. I am Brian Cohn. Here with me, as always, is my co-host, Allie Lesher. Allie, how are you?
Trust me, he said. The audio will be fine, he said. I can hear you on my end, no problem, he said.
It was fine.
I don't want people to give me shit about it, I said.
I apologize for all those who had to suffer through the 14 minutes of Allie going in and out, but I swear when I listened to it on my end, it was fine, but I guess it just didn't really translate.
And Brian's audio was shit on my end, so you see who won out there. Anyway, for people who are joining us who do not listen to the challenge, that was a nod to our challenge listeners and a begrudging apology from me, because I don't really feel responsible. No, anyway, this is Are You the One? If you're not watching the challenge, don't worry about it. Welcome. I'm very excited for Are You the One? I do think I enjoy podcasting about Are You the One just like 1% more than I do the challenge.
I just don't like podcasting about it at the same time. It's like, why does MTV do this to us? Why, there's so much time in the world to just separate them and they
Take
have to overlap.
With your therapist, Brian, because I'm excited and I hope the listeners are excited, and ain't nobody in all of Oz is ever going to bring me down. Wicked quote. We're off to a great start.
Well, after you started rapping last time, we got to might as well start quoting movies here. So let's do it.
Yeah, I was very excited to see we have some rappers in the cast. One in particular who is one of my early favorites. A little teaser, a little blind item for you.
Gotta leave him wanting more.
Just you and me here, Brian. What are your takes overall here for this season?
It's always hard to tell. I mean, you read through these bios, you watch the videos, and I mean, some of them seem interesting, some of them not. But the general theme that I got is just a lot of these people are straight up Instagram models / Instagram celebrities. So I don't know how it's going to translate, but it seems like they're not just regular folk. They pick to go join the show. Like, these are people who are trying to do something like this. So whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, that's just what I noticed.
Yeah, it's a page out of the Amazing Races book. Like, they did all of those, like, social media celebrities or moguls. I didn't watch, so correct me if I'm wrong, people who watch that. But yeah, they all seem very young to me. I mean, everyone's always young, but I feel like a majority of them are 21, 22. Whereas if you go back to season one, were they all like straight college juniors?
So, I mean, some like that, yeah.
I just feel like there are always some, but I just feel like at least season one was just a little bit older. But that may just be my memory, or that I was their age at season one. But yeah, a lot of them seemed really fun to me. I like them for the most part. What I didn't like is the running theme, I feel like, through all of it, besides that they all have a substantial following, and most of them do, is the same old tired stories. And this isn't their fault, but it's like MTV wrote these stories of all of the girls' exes are jerks and all of the guys' exes are crazy. It's just like so straight up stereotypical, like girls be crazy and guys be assholes. And I'm like, not everyone's ex-girlfriend was crazy. Maybe it was you.
Yeah. No, I felt the same thing. Every video was I was cheated on a lot, or I didn't want to settle down. It was like all the same things that you'd expect from the show, which, I mean, why would they, I guess, change it up now? They'd be doing this for 3-4 seasons. So this is going to be the theme of basically every season. So
I guess I just don't remember it being like so hit over the head, like stereotypical gender norms of like every girl has had a jerky ex and every guy, you know, whatever. But I'm still, nonetheless, I can get over that and look forward to this season.
Yeah, I mean, I am excited about it, but like I said, I just wish it wasn't overlapping. That's more just like because we had the podcast about it. If we were just watching, I really wouldn't give a crap if it was overlapping. But I am excited for it to be back. So because I do enjoy it. And for as much hate as it gets on the challenge, you kind of like forget the show itself is actually pretty fun. So I am happy it's back.
Look, if Rob can cover every show under the sun, we can do this. Chin up, Brian. I feel like listeners don't like to hear podcasters complain about doing an optional podcast.
Their life is fine, so.
Your life is fine, is it?
Yeah, I know. I would say their life is fine.
What? Okay, let's just move on. Sorry. I don't get you. No, I'm just kidding. Everything is good. Let's kick it off with Alyssa Ortiz.
So just quickly before that, Did you want to discuss the extra twists they're doing this season?
Go ahead.
Well, just the little addition of for the first ceremony where if they
go back, if anyone's joining us, welcome, and just want to set up everything and then the twist.
Like the whole rules?
Yeah, which show we're talking about.
Sure. So the premise of Are You the One? There are 10 guys and 10 girls, and you have to find your perfect match each week. The group votes a pair into the truth booth, and if they are a confirmed perfect match, they go off in a little honeymoon, and at the end of it, then everyone else picks who they think their perfect match is, and you get to see how many correct answers you have, but not who were the correct answers, and you have to get all 10 out of 10, and if you do, you split $1 million.
Boom.
This season, what they're doing is if on the love at first sight perfect match, so the first perfect match, if they get it right, they get $250,000 added to the total. And just like they did last season, I think the season before too, or maybe it was just last season, if they go through a matchup ceremony where they don't get any perfect matches, then they lose $250,000. So, double boom.
Cool. I feel like Are You the One always tries. I mean, it's kind of what you're saying, right? Like, people do say Are You the One is just the same thing every single season. It's the same kind of people. It's the same kind of drama. It's the same ending. And every season they've tried to, like, add a little twist, whether it's the 11th girl, it's the 4 blackouts, now this. And okay, like, I don't feel like it affects my enjoyment positively or negatively of the show.
No, I don't complain when the same things happen on other reality shows season and season. You just, if it's entertaining, it's going to be entertaining. So I'm not going to judge it for that.
But we are going to judge all of these people for even smaller, more insignificant things. Right. So buckle up.
Buckle up with Alyssa Ortiz. First one out the block.
Should we give our daily disclaimer that we always have to give? Like, we don't know you personally. We know this is only a little bit of who you are. We don't know you. We don't claim to know you.
Right.
And we love you all.
Even more so than when we judge people based off how they act in an edited version of TV show. Now we're judging people off on just a 3-sentence description and their social media account. So it's even to a less degree. But we will judge away anyway.
I do like, though, that because they have, like, most of them have a substantial following, maybe they'll be more understanding of just, like, how the world works with positive and negative feedback from the internet.
What a glorious viewpoint to have of people. I tend to disagree.
Well, if you have 20,000 Instagram followers, you're definitely used to getting some hate.
You would think so.
That's all I'm saying. Have you gotten into some shit with these people?
No, none of them yet.
Oh, it sounded like knowingly. I was like, ooh, juicy. No, give me that juice.
I just assume based on any interactions with any people on the internet my entire life that usually people are not happy with criticism, but maybe this is a new cast.
All right. So we've tried to get into Alyssa Ortiz. I keep stopping it. So lay it on us, Alyssa Ortiz.
So she's 22 years old, and the theme that I got out of her video was that she's supposed to be the spicy Latina girl. She falls into that bucket.
Because she said she's a spicy Latina girl?
Exactly.
She's like, whoa, you have your magnifying glass and your double lace hat there, Sherlock?
I don't dig deep for nothing. This is what I do.
Yeah, I mean, I only got that really from her video. I mean, basically what we had to go on were these little tiny bios and then their quote casting videos that were super edited to down to about 50 seconds. And then just like two funny little clip videos that MTV released. Way less, actually, than last year.
I honestly don't even remember what they did last year. Was it less? I thought it was about the same. Like that, I don't remember them even doing cast videos last year. I thought they just did the like weird questions to show off their personality.
Right. So they did. They didn't do these like bullshit cast videos, but they did like way more clip videos that eventually everyone was in. Because I just remember how annoying it was to track. Like, I was gonna say Tanner. That wasn't anyone on the show. Like, oh, like Devin was in these 3 times. Kiki was in them 100 times. Like, they must love her. That
right,
kind of thing.
Right, right, right.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know these people at all but I feel like I don't even recognize them by name yet. Whereas last season, because I just felt like there was more content. But
possibly. I did also notice a lot of the stuff they were saying about themselves in the video didn't really translate sometimes to what it says in the bio. That's not really the case with Alyssa, but I noticed that.
100%. Yeah, there was one specifically we'll get to where I was just like, none of this is true.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Sometimes they took lines, but like a lot of times it was not.
So a lot of times we always wonder, like, are the bios written after the season and this is like the character they're going to be playing, or is this what their impression of them before? So, well, I always wish we like go back and like see after. I should have like done this for last season, like read people's bios after the season and see if it actually panned out.
We've asked people that in interviews, but I forget. Okay. But one thing about Alyssa is just like, overall, I feel like I got good vibes from her. Like, she just seemed like a lot of fun. I liked her Twitter bio, which to me says like, maybe she'll be better about taking shit. It's, you could be the juiciest, ripest peach in the world, but there will always be someone who hates peaches. Fair point.
That is fair. I don't like peaches. So there you go.
Did you stumble upon her blog in your travels?
I did not. I didn't notice she had one.
A lot of these girls have blogs. I didn't realize that was like coming back. It was like very 2006.
Do they have MySpace pages too?
No, but they have blogs. That was the original like blogspot.com.
I should have judged. I had a blog for like a long time. I only just stopped doing it. So I don't know why I'm making a joke.
Oh, true. Sorry. Is it sensitive? I forgot. So a lot of these people who have blogs, let's speak about Alyssa specifically, are like really like, it's the kind of thing you'll look back on, like when you write like a really emotional yearbook entry in high school and then you're like, oh shit, I shouldn't have written all that stuff. Right. Like none of this mattered. I feel like she's reading. I pulled a selection. She happens to be a good writer, but it's just, so the subject of the blog was why my heart needed to break. I've built my own home, and this time it's not temporary because it is within myself. Within small memories, in drunken nights, in cities I visited once, I've built a home in things that won't ever leave me. And that was the second best decision I ever made besides falling in love with you. Hmm. You know, it's those kind of like, I'm profound at 22 and you need to hear my bleeding soul.
Right. What's interesting, I did open up her blog and I noticed she started it about 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. And I don't think that's a coincidence, the fact that now she's going to be on television in about a week. So that's at least, I don't know, something.
I did track that. So a lot of the other, this is one of the newer ones. A couple other people with blogs actually did start like, well, like I scrolled back to 2015 and then was like, all right, I can't look anymore. Yeah. Like people did start like a long time ago. She was one of the newer ones. She did write about Are You the One. I pulled a little bit of relevant information there.
It was title of No Regrets, right?
No, that one wasn't interesting. This one was, oh, Are You the One? Does dating suck or do I?
Oh, there it is.
So this is just a little bit of her background story. It feels like just yesterday that I was in a car with one of my girlfriends applying for Are You the One. I've never heard of the show, but I thought, screw it, why not? My boyfriend had just broken up with me, so the idea of getting on a reality dating show seemed like the perfect F you. I became a cast member for season 4. Not only did I have the best time of my life living in Maui for 5 weeks, I'm starring that here, but I learned more about myself than I ever thought I could. She's the only person who says it's 5 weeks. Every other person who mentions it says it's 10 weeks. So does she get sent home, or is she just like confused about how long she was there?
I thought it was always 5 weeks because I thought it was always 2 ceremonies a week. Am I making that up? I thought that was always what we heard.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't surprise me when she said 5 weeks, but then as I got into the other contestants, other people said it was 10 weeks. So, not sure.
So she's the rebel. She's the straight shooter.
But overall, I mean, I like her. She's young. She seems like she'd be fun. She's a sorority girl, you know. Mm-hmm.
She seemed fun, yeah. That was exactly what I thought. She seemed fun.
I have no feeling on who I feel like she's going to connect with, though. I don't feel like I know her at all.
I have no feeling on anyone, so.
I have a few feelings, but that's it.
Okay, well, we can get to that.
They're mostly about this next guy.
Asaf Gorin.
Asaf, man. Asaf.
FYI, for everyone listening, we are just going straight off the order at MTV.com if you want to play along.
All right. This guy, Shabbat Shalom, am I right? I mean, hello, Moto.
I didn't realize like the Israeli accent's the new British accent that people just are hungering for.
I feel like it's really any accent besides Canadian.
All right, well.
I have this conversation. I'm trying to set up one of my coworkers who's from Canada, And he was like, tell her I have an adorable Canadian accent. And I was like, I'll cut out Canadian and just tell her you have an adorable accent.
I gotta be honest, other than like the A, I'm not even sure what a Canadian accent even sounds like.
You gotta hang out with some more Canadians. But what I like about Asaf, so he's Israeli and he is really hot. No. He's pulling off this little Speedo because it's still unclear to me if Israel is technically in Africa or in Europe, but I had many, many years of Hebrew school and it's still not clear to me. So don't call me dumb, but he's pulling it off because he's not American. So in that case, it's okay.
I just enjoy the fact that the thing he doesn't want anymore, people to just use him and judge him for his body. And then, I mean, obviously his picture right here is completely just all about his body. And so is his Instagram. So way to try to break the trend there, Asaf.
I thought he had like a lot of goofy videos. Like, I just thought he had a lot of personality. Even in his casting video, he was like making almost no sense. Like, it was so cute. He's like, I want to do motivational speaking, dancing, singing, and painting. You know, then he starts going that his last girlfriend broke his heart and he's not financially stable.
The opposite of Chad.
And it's just like, okay, thanks. Like, thanks for the information.
I feel like when you have like a really thick and strong accent like that, you can basically say anything and people could just laugh it off as goofy and fun. So he can like let that slide for a long time before people actually start like listening to the words he's saying and just think, oh, it's just a soft beat goofy.
Yeah. For that reason, I don't know if he's like actually going to be able to connect with someone, because I don't know if they're going to just like dismiss him like, oh, he's foreign, like whatever. Right. It's so cute in like a brother way.
Absolutely.
Or maybe that's just wishful thinking on my part. But notable, or something of note, is that he was actually a contestant on So You Think You Can Dance. And I went to the Wikipedia because I was like, oh, did he win? And he came in the top 16, which it means he like left week 3. So no one knows him from that, is what I've got.
That would not go with his bio, though, because people all know him for his notoriety. So
yeah. That killed me. Notoriety. Okay.
For early week cast stuff, So You Think You Can Dance, and now cast member Are You the One. I mean, if there's not more A-list than that, then I don't know what is.
Another thing I loved is there was the one video that was like, do you prefer like nice boobs or a nice butt? His response killed me because he's like, give me a booty, but small though, small. He's like, please, as though he really thinks that they're like back there like manufacturing right. A woman for him.
That's what I'm saying, like if anyone else kind of says that, like he may come across as like jerky or like an asshole, but if he could say almost anything and you're gonna laugh it off.
You're totally right. I'm gonna forgive him for so many things that are gonna happen.
It's the old saying, like if you want to be an asshole, just say it in a funny accent and people and you'll be good.
I love him.
I turned the page
very
on
much. You're turning the page on someone I love. I could do at least 20 more minutes on him.
Well, you can keep going. I got nothing else.
Yeah. I'm less excited for the next person.
Cam Bruckman. The powerful
one of two Cams.
Name.
I mean, there are like so many repeat names for there only being 10 people of each gender.
I feel like that's like the same names over and over again in reality shows. It's like always a Julia, always like a John. Like there's never like random names. I guess there are some random names, but
I feel like all of these names are random. But you're right. No, there is a Julia, Steven we've seen on the challenge. But I just think like Victoria and Tori, Cameron and Cameron, like really? Like for me, that would be enough to just cut a person. Like, is somebody really that? Is Cameron Bruckman really that special to warrant there being two Camerons on one season with 10 people?
I mean, we go through that every year with The Bachelor and Bachelorette. There was like 7 Laurens last season. So I think that's the new theme. It's just having people all with the same name. So you have like less names to remember. So if you just be like, oh, I like Lauren. And be like, oh, let's see, I know the show.
Or you get those hilarious moments on The Bachelor where the wrong girl steps forward.
Yes.
But I don't even think that was the same name. I think she was just confused.
I'm surprised, not just a random thought, I'm surprised they haven't put a twin on here yet. Like both twins.
You mean Dario?
Like both twins.
Oh, God.
That should be a thing.
Can't handle life. Okay, so Cam Bruckman.
How about that as a show? You have 5 sets of twin girls, 5 sets of twin guys, and then they all try to date. Now that's a show.
Well, we have had a shot at love with Tila Tequila. I mean, a double shot of love with the Icky twins, which was two sisters sharing all the same men and women. Oh. And we've had Twinning on VH1, which I will highly recommend. That was just a competition show for twins, but there were hookups. So they haven't quite, you know, put their finger on a dating show for twins, but I have very much enjoyed all of the reality shows involving twins thus far.
Twins are fascinating.
I support that.
They're fascinating creatures.
All right, so what do you think of Cam? To me, he was not as fascinating as even just a non-twin.
He did have, I think, the most interesting photo of the waterfall or water just coming out of his ass, it seemed like. So that was kind of funny. But other than that, I mean, if you didn't know it just based on the bio when it says he's a cowboy, if you look at any form of his social media, he'll let you know that he's a cowboy because he wears a cowboy hat in every single picture. So expect him to mention that in his first 5 seconds of meeting someone in the premiere.
Yeah, I mean, he just really rubbed me the wrong way. One thing is, in his video, he's like, my problem is that I can really have any girl I want. And first of all, I always hate when someone says that. But even if it's true, just like, don't say it. But
Alessa Soft said it, then it could be good.
Well, it's true then. And I said, even if it's true, don't say it. But if it's him, it's fine. No, but I didn't even realize how much I liked him until we started the podcast.
See, there you go. It's the accent.
I think I like it because honestly, there are just like not many Jews ever on reality dating shows. And J.P. Rosenblum is a star in the Jewish dating show scene because he won. Who saw that coming? Who? Anyway, something I'll talk more about with my mom. And I'm not even saying that most Israelis aren't religious, but anyway.
Back to Cam.
I don't want to talk about Cam. There's something like, oh, this is one where his bio made absolutely no sense compared to his video. Like, he wants what's important. He wants trust, communication, patience. Like, not evident at all from anything else that we were given.
And in the bio, it mentions his much smaller ex-girlfriend. And I feel like when you're 6'8", like, isn't like every girl you're going to date going to be much smaller? So like, if that's like your cutoff, like you're going to have some problems.
As someone who makes like bad jokes sometimes, like I just thought that was like a stupid joke MTV was trying to put in that wasn't funny.
Usually the case. I did like the fact he mentioned the hot crazy scale. So maybe he has like a good How I Met Your Mother sense of humor.
Nobody missed it. He was like, oh, it's like, yeah, the hotter they are, the crazier I am. It's like, no, are they above or below the Mendoza line? He misrepresented the hot crazy scale.
I gave him partial credit for mentioning, but that's
no credit for the botch. I will say, but yeah, you can go ahead and give him credit. I mean, so back to he can get any girl he wants, like not when you're in a house of literally 8 to 9 models. You see how I feel about one person, but like 8 models. And you're like a cowboy and it's great and these girls will be attracted to you, whatever. But you're not going to be able to get any girl you want when you're not the hottest guy in the house or the one with the best personality. So like, I feel like he's in for a rude awakening, like compared to living in Colorado.
It's possible. I think he probably will do well early, you would think, right? I'm usually those type of like the tall, strong guy. Like he's like the one who stands out the most. So if he's not an asshole, he should be okay. But he might be.
Yeah, it's fine, but I could see him doing fine, 100%. Obviously, like, girls would be attracted to him. There's 10 girls, there's 10 guys, like, someone for everyone. I just don't think he's going to be the guy that, like, 5 girls are like, oh, I need to be with him. Like, maybe 1 or 2, but he's not going to be able to get whoever he wants.
Agreed.
Hot take. That's probably wrong.
Cameron 2.0?
Can you pronounce his last name?
Colbo? I mean, there's a much worse last name coming up that I'm not even going to try to pronounce. So we'll cross that bridge.
What do you think of this, Cameron?
So he was another one that was all about the crazy girl and says he went crazy. But I don't know. It's just something about him is just I didn't buy. Like, this is another one where the bio didn't match the video where he said like a southern twang and a bad boy charm. He didn't come across as either of those things in his video. So I don't know where they were getting that.
Yeah, he's originally from Mississippi, apparently, but unsurprisingly, he lives in L.A. You know, like he's not still on the ranch.
But he didn't really have an accent, right? Like, did I miss that? He didn't seem like he had like a strong accent.
Well, Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really paying attention to that. So it wasn't like Hunter, right? So
right, but they specifically mentioned his southern twang. And it's like, I didn't hear any southern twang, so.
Yeah, fair. Well, the thing that struck me most about that is the next part, the bad boy charm. I guess subconsciously I was willing to forgive the southern twang, but I don't know what makes the tall, skinny guy with no tattoos and coiffed hair a bad boy. Yeah. But like, I guess I don't make the rules.
He looks like he just be like an Abercrombie and Fitch model, if they even still have those. Like, that's what he could be. Not a model for like whatever bad boy magazine there would be. I don't know.
He's one of the guys who one of his Facebook posts mentioned that he was there for 10 weeks. So I don't know if it was like 5 weeks of shooting, 5 weeks of like promo shots. Like, that's a long time for that. But a couple of them, Alyssa only is the only one who said 5 weeks. Everyone else who mentioned it said 10.
Well, I like Alyssa the most then, because she's the only one telling the truth.
To your knowledge. I feel like I'm more likely to go with the majority of the cast. But who knows?
Who knows?
Unless they had the option to like extend and he just stayed there an extra 5 weeks.
This was another thing I noticed about the theme of this. A lot of people mention their exes by name.
Yes.
Which I felt kind of was a little weird. Do you think that's something that's going to come up in this season?
I wrote so many exes. Please bring the exes in.
Like, I feel like either the exes are going to come in or maybe like some of them might start living with them. But they specifically mentioned names of exes, which was
back weird. Up. Some of them might start living with their exes.
Like, they maybe they'll just bring in the exes just to live there for like a couple days or a few days just to like cause havoc.
Maybe they send half of them home after 5 weeks, Alyssa included, to replace them with exes. No, I honestly, we've talked about this so many times, though, where we're like, oh, there's so much attention given to the exes. Maybe they'll come in again and they didn't.
Right.
But I'm hopeful. I'm forever hopeful because I loved that episode of season one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was much. Yeah. It was better. It was definitely better than the parents.
Oh, yeah. Who wants their parents there? I don't.
Yeah.
The other thing about it is, yeah, I mean, they were clearly asked about their exes and some of them even had pictures.
Yes. Yeah.
Why do I need to see pictures of your ex unless I'm going to see them on TV, please?
Yeah, it would be it's the weirdest thing that they keep mentioning it. Yeah. There's got to be something because they specific, like for at least half the cast, there was a mention to an ex by name.
Yeah. His ex name was Stormy because it described their relationship. Love it. Bring in Stormy. Get her on my TV.
If there's a name meant for reality television, it's Stormy.
Yeah. Overall, my reaction was that I don't hate him. I will say his Instagram pictures are much different than this main picture. I found it with a lot of people, like in true Paris form, MTV selected like the worst photo available for most of these people. Yep. And when left to their own devices, their Instagram photos were much better.
Yeah. Or a lot, even just in their videos, they looked better than just these weird pictures.
Agreed. Except for Camille, who looks smoking hot in this picture next to some dude's thigh.
Yes, by far the weirdest picture of all everyone. I wonder, do you think it's a cast member's leg or is it a production guy's leg? I don't know.
No, it definitely is. Wait, I meant to look at the rest of the guys. But yeah, wait, nobody seems to be wearing those trunks. Maybe it's Sam because he's the only one whose trunks are not shown in the picture that I have.
Wait.
Wow, is that just... That is just like some random dude's leg.
I think it's just some random dude's leg. And like, I have to imagine like she requests that. Maybe she's like, I look the best when I'm like having my hand on my face leaning against someone's leg.
Wait, actually, she's wearing a different shirt in the cast photo. So maybe the guy who belongs to this thigh might have changed his trunks.
Maybe her perfect match is the roommate of this person's leg.
These photos were not provided by the cast. These photos were taken on a beach very clearly by a professional.
I was trying to make another How About Your Mother joke, but it didn't really work.
Spoiler alert. I will say, though, that Giovanni changed from his little swim trunks to jeans. So it stands to reason that one of these men belongs to the trunks.
It's a mystery for another
this
guy.
This is now... I'm very interested in this, but I would say Camille is one of the prettiest girls to be on Are You the One in a while. I mean, she's gorgeous.
And she knows it. And the guys know it too.
Well, that's what was funny is I wrote, oh, wow, she's gorgeous. And then the first line of the bio is Camille is gorgeous. I was like, oh, yes, we agree. The bio nailed it.
We agree, it turns.
I like, though, that in this bio, it said, like, oh, all of her boyfriends are jerks, but she has no problem letting them know that. So hopefully we'll get some confrontation from Camille.
Yeah, that was my vibe, too, that she seems like, even like in her video, she seems like someone doesn't hold back and just going to give it exactly how she feels. And I think that's could translate to some good moments.
Did you end up on CamilleGabrielle.info?
No, I was too baffled by the creepiest picture I've ever seen in my entire life during her video. Ooh. Of like this like 80-year-old crusty white guy just like cuddling up to her at Hooters.
Oh.
I couldn't believe that was an actual picture taken. And it was while she was mentioning like her exes, and I thought to myself, there is no way like those people dated, right?
Yeah, that was an odd choice. I definitely don't think I'm gonna. Well, I can't say, I guess. but she's a dancer. This is what I got from her website. She's from New York. She's a dancer.
Long Island.
Long Island. Which I did think potentially she might be into Asaf because she's been around a lot of Jews.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. Sorry, everyone. This is all self-reported. Let's see what else she wrote. Without her passion for dance, Camille would not have had a positive outlook on life and hopes to shame that same fiery passion with all of you. So it's another blog full of wisdom, you know, early 20s wisdom. She also wrote on her blog that it was 10 weeks. And I thought this was interesting. Did you notice that there was like a shoddy Ari the One press day the other day in New York?
Vaguely. I saw she was a part of it, though, so that's got to be a good omen for her, right?
No, it's everyone who's from New York or Connecticut.
Oh, all right, so never mind.
It was everyone they didn't have to fly out. That is, like, so hilarious to me. So she was there, but then, so I started tracking it. I was like, oh, they were there, they were there, they were there. And then as I go, I was like, oh, from New York, oh, from New Jersey, oh, Connecticut.
Oh, she went to Buffalo. I'm, like, reading her bio right now.
Do you think that they, like paid for the train ticket at all or gave them any sort of per diem or they were just like show up here like
they probably had them all make sure they ordered Ubers. Maybe they sent like their Uber promo code so they could have got the free ride back.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't bode well for the possibility of a reunion. But I one thing I thought was interesting, like, all right, if I want to be famous and I live in LA and there's a press day going on, I would fly myself out for it, right? Like, if you're somebody who is, like, hitting the modeling scene, like, you're not going to pay for a $300 plane ticket to be a part of, like, this press and get your face out there more.
Unless they're doing an LA press day, like, next week, maybe.
Yeah, right.
That's the possibility.
Well, MTV's offices are in New York. That's, I mean.
Yeah, they are. I assume they have some type of holding in LA as well.
I assume that's it on the press day. But you know, who knows?
They are pipping this very hard on their at least with commercials and stuff for it.
Yeah, when it's free.
That's true.
It's all over social media. One thing to point out is she does seem to be like soul sister, soulmates with Emma, who's coming up. So that will be an interesting, it's like, although we thought Chuck and Big D were going to be a big thing from our social media recap from last season.
Right.
And that never materialized on television.
Nope. Never did.
One thing I will say that impressed me about her is her parents cut her off at 18. Mm-hmm. That's what rolled into the Hooters thing. So what you were talking about, the crusty guy, which I probably should have paid more attention to. I was just thinking, like, that really matures you when you're cut off at 18 and you're paying your own way. Like, it doesn't surprise me that she reads to me, at least, as one of the more mature people, even though she's young. And she says she's like ready to get married yesterday. And I believe it. I mean, she's been on her own for 5 years, whereas like I'm like terrified of marriage and like I don't do anything for myself. No, that's not true.
No, she definitely came across as very polished, very well spoken. So I think she'll at least be a narrator if she doesn't involve in the drama. But I think she'll be one of the leaders in confessionals because she will be able to speak very well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to her. I like her a lot. Moving on to her BFF, AEAEAELYLAS.
Emma Swigard.
Yes.
Aspiring talk show host.
Thought that was bizarre.
That's not a profession goal you hear very often, I feel like, anymore.
Yeah, especially when like it's no longer like your first job, you know, like you really have to be famous before you get a show now.
And that just seems like the type of like dream job you have when you're 8. Like, oh, I want to be a talk show host, not like when you're 22.
That's great. A couple of things I want to ask you. I don't know if you're going to be able to answer this, so I'm putting it out there to the female listeners. Can someone tell me if like the pirate lace up front shirt is back? Because this is like all I wanted to wear. And Michaela is later seen wearing it in her video as well. That's what it really brought to my attention. But for anyone who's not looking at Emma's picture, she's wearing like a very nice red one-piece swimsuit that has like a plunging neckline that is like laced up like your sneakers up the front. And this is like all I wanted to wear in like fourth grade. And I need to know if this is back in fashion. Someone let me know, please.
You are correct. I will not be able to answer this question for you.
Very interesting. Well, aesthetically, from a guy's perspective.
I mean, it definitely looks nice. Like, it's a good look. If it's back, I'll be fine with it.
And Michaela's shirt, like the strings are hanging. I don't like when the strings hang. Like when you get to the top and they just hang. Like it really is very pirate-like for me.
Arg.
That is never fucking wearing it again because that disturbed me deeply to my core.
That's what I do. I ruin outfits.
And that was horrific. Okay. Sure, people will like it. I
felt she was the leader in looking most different from her picture to her actual life situation. I think she looks much better in Instagram and real life.
That's totally fair. Yeah. I have somebody else who I think edges her out, but I agree. Like almost no one looks good in these pictures compared to how they look in real life.
Which is weird because aren't these done like professionally? Like, I feel like this should be the way you look the best, but it's not the case.
I just think there had to be better shots. And for some reason, like MTV just goes with the first one out and like it's horrible.
never underestimate MTV's cheapness. So
there are a couple. So I started following this cast on Twitter when they got announced, just so I didn't have to follow them now for the podcast. And there are a couple people who are like they're all women who are overactive on Twitter. And Emma is a primary offender. And I know it's not fair because I'm following her, right? Like I could always just stop mm-hmm. following her, but she's definitely someone I'm looking forward to unfollowing after the season.
I did notice in her Instagram bio she had like a weird, like she's another one with a blog, but
yep,
she highlights one specific post in her actual bio about her struggle with severe acne.
Yes,
it's kind of a weird move. I feel like
here's the thing, it is weird. She did, though, have the blog, like, well before this, so...
Right, I'm not even judging her for the fact that she had, like, good on her. It's just, like I understand, like, put your blog in your bio, but, like, to have a specific article, and the specific article is your struggle with severe acne, like, maybe this went viral for some reason, and that's why she has it there, I don't know. But it's just, I don't know why she would put that in there.
I may be able to shed some light on this, if my phone wasn't telling me to give a new... emergency password. Wait, sorry. Don't you know I have a podcast to do?
Come on, Siri.
It's having me reset my passcode and it's saying it's wrong. Can I just not get into my phone right now? Oh, shoot.
This is a great podcast.
Wait.
Today's adventures of Allie trying to unlock her phone.
I can hit emergency. Cancel. Okay, let me in. All right. Passcode requirement. I must change my iPhone unlock passcode at this time. First, enter your current password.
Can we get an Apple Genius?
New passcode. Did someone try to hack in? All right, guys, I'm in. Thanks for bearing with me on that. All right. That was scary. Okay. So don't worry. It shouldn't take me long to find the tweets because I pre-favorited them in my phone. So the one benefit to having followed these people that I don't care about yet early is that I happened to notice some beef going on and I took screenshots of it so that I would have it. Now this screenshot was taken May 23rd, well in advance of this podcast. It is now June 4th. So I've been saving this up. Okay. So she tweeted prayers for Tyler, who we've yet to discuss yet. But is a contestant on this season. Prayers for Tyler from Are You the One season 4. Nothing's really wrong. He's just mean and or delusional. Hashtag God bless. No, there's nothing better than somebody like using like a prayer as a dig. Like, you're just so such a loser and I hate you. I'm praying for you.
Well, again, going back to her Instagram bio, I am like the least person to even know if this is even a thing, but she has Peter 1:16. Is that like a Bible verse?
I mean, I was just very clearly talking about my obsession with Jews on reality television. Yes, it is, though. I do know that.
Well, there you go.
People don't usually write men's names and then numbers unless it's a Bible
verse.
Well,
that's what I figured, but I don't know. Maybe like something very special to happen, just knows name Peter at 1:16 on a certain point, or maybe January 16th. I don't know.
Yeah, it is very like seventh grade AIM when you put like your boyfriend's name with a heart and the date. So it's either religious or it's like an old school call out to her boyfriend. Given the fact that she's on a dating show, let's go with the Bible.
I agree.
So she's praying for him. And then she tweets, as Megan Fox once said, quote, "I'm clearly not ugly." And then she tagged Tyler, which I believe at the time I tried to click and this was this either he deleted his Twitter or this was not correct. Then she said, "To clear anything up, Tyler called me ugly because I've suffered from severe acne, not my fault, for 6 months now." Which is like most people suffer from severe acne for like years, right? Like this 6 months. Like, welcome to life, man.
Right. And who is she actually clearing this up for? Like, no one really cares who these people are right now. So who's like following this besides you?
That, yeah, I was going to say, I care.
But like, who's like, oh my God, Emma and Tyler are getting into it. What drama? And it's like, who the hell are these people right now?
So. Well, I don't remember how many followers. I mean, I didn't look at her followers, but if she had like a following at all. I mean, you're right. No one cares. Even no one cares when they're on the show. But she continued, quote, from his mouth, because I was defending somebody else he was talking about. STFU, Emma, you scare us without makeup. Which I hear you laughing and you're trying to muffle it. That's not very nice. And it's not very funny.
It was a little funny.
That's not funny. For a guy to say to a girl, you scare me without makeup, like that's just a dick move.
Sure, you can be a dick, but I could just laugh at it.
That's like your Leroy, man. Guilty by association. You were in the bed. And then Emma continues, but yes, please tell us, Tyler. Tell us why. Tell us just how sweet you are. Straight from Willy Wonka's candy factory, huh? I was nothing. And she continues, I was nothing but nice to him. And then one random day he wanted to attack me for no reason. God bless him. Which again is just incredible. Learn from his mistakes. Don't be shallow enough to attack somebody due to their looks, especially when it's not something they can help. I also start my six-month Accutane cycle today, so goodbye, kiss emoji. At least there isn't anything bad to say about my character. Pretty on the inside counts. Rant over. Then she continued, I will defend myself to my grave. I could care less if anybody's on my side. I will say how I feel and what my experience was like. Thanks. And because of this well-timed screenshot, I can tell you that she at the time had 8,736 followers.
Oh.
So people care.
I guess people did care.
Yeah, I feel bad for her. I mean, if you're really, and she seems basically to connect with that blog, very, very insecure about her skin, which I've seen no evidence of, but I believe her. And so, you know, it also helps that we'll get to Tyler, but I really don't like Tyler. So the fact that he said this is like pretty dickish.
Well, we'll look forward to Emma and Tyler at least not getting along on the show. Maybe they do get along and then it really flames out, which would be even better for us.
Although I will say, I don't know if this even happened during it. Like that may have just happened and then she tweeted about it in May. So who knows?
Well, to be determined.
One thing I'm curious about is, did you take anything from her casting video?
Nothing in particular that you might be alluding to. I don't know. What did you have in mind?
I just thought, like, she said that, you know, her ex that she wanted to marry cheated on her. Sorry, my microphone just fell. Unintentional mic drop. Her ex cheated on her with her best friend, which, and then she said, if a guy slept with me and bailed, I would go to his house, key his car, and kill the girl he's with, like, et cetera, et cetera. I wonder how that's going to play out, given that this is a show where you sleep with your friend's exes. Like, I don't know if she's going to have like be triggered by it that she's going to make friends with girls in the house. And then if a guy she likes hooks up with them, like be flip out about it, or if it's maybe it'll have no bearing. I don't know.
I hope it has bearing, because keying someone on the Are You the One house would be a new one. But my guess is that's just something people say just to like say it, but no one will actually go through with that and do it.
No, I didn't think she's actually going to murder someone. I just mean like if it's going to be triggered, right? If your ex cheated on you or your current person cheated on you with your best friend, that might stir up something when you're friends with people who are hooking up with the same people. I don't know. I don't actually think she's going to murder someone on the show.
Right, but that'll be the thing for pretty much every girl, because didn't everyone say that they were cheated on, so...
With their best friend?
I guess so.
No, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe, I mean, probably nothing, but that's just what stuck out to me.
I flip the page to Francesca, if you're ready to go.
Yep.
All right. Francesca Duncan, 22. She works on a goat farm. She made it very clear. She gets down and dirty. She works on a goat farm.
Yeah, she's very cute, very bubbly, and very interested in a singing career.
Yes, very interested. Got a YouTube channel where I did peruse it. Didn't seem like it had much following, but there was one song. She did a cover of Rihanna's work that did have 20,000 listens, so that's good.
Yeah, one of them was me. I listened to that today.
she's not bad. She's talented.
Yeah, feeling it. You know what I actually like? She posted a song on Instagram that was apparently an original song. That was the one I liked the most. So I could rock with that.
I'm sure she'll be releasing it on iTunes come June 14th. Would be my expected release date.
She gave a lot of information in her casting video in like 10 seconds. And I was just like very overwhelmed by it.
Right. She basically said that she just wants to be wanted, but when she's wanted, she's not wanted anymore.
Yeah. And then she immediately shifted gears to when I have sex with a guy and he doesn't talk to me after, I feel like shit. Like, wow, there's another like unbelievable self-discovery point there.
Right.
You think?
Yeah. And she, more so than other people on their Instagram, just came across as like a true Instagram model where like every picture just seemed very professionally done. So she did not seem like a quote unquote normal person.
Yeah. And she also, what was I going to say? I forgot. I was thinking that Asaf might like her because she's like really gorgeous and really tiny in the way that he described he's into. So
something to watch. That's something to watch.
I only have one more prediction and it doesn't involve Asaf. So that's probably the last time I'm going to mention him. I miss you already.
Just probably.
I definitely had something else in her, but I forgot, so I guess she's not that important to me. No, I thought she was cute. She seems like she'd be fun. I feel like for some reason she's going to be like a main personality that comes out of this season. I just feel like we're going to see a lot of her for some reason.
I mean, it's possible. She seemed kind of the same way Alyssa did, very bubbly and outgoing and personable. So I think it's possible. I don't think she'll get lost in the crowd. She'll definitely have a few shining moments for sure.
Yeah, I feel like we keep going from highs to lows for me because I'm not so down with Giovanni Rivera, who's the next guy up.
Yeah, neither am I. First of all, the biggest thing is he gave himself a nickname, The Wolf.
Thank you.
Which is like the biggest red flag you can have for a person if they give themselves a nickname.
Yeah, everyone loves a self-given nickname, obviously. No one loves it.
And I think he references it in the trailer. Wait.
You watched the trailer?
I did watch the trailer.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Finally lowered yourself from that high horse.
Coming out the wolf?
All right, you can't tell me season after season, I don't watch the trailer, we don't watch anything, it's spoilery, and then show up today like you've never said anything, oh, I watched the trailer.
No,
I did not watch the trailer. You never watch the trailer.
I try not to, but then I always do. I don't watch like the little like showing 30 days in advance thing.
Everyone, go to our last preview and pull up where Brian says he does not watch the trailer. Thank you. And Brian. I mean, that's bullshit because you see people doing stuff. All right. Brian's not allowed to make any predictions. Anyway, moving on.
But back to Giovanni. Yes, he is a big talker. Talks a big game.
Well, he's an MMA fighter, apparently, but he never mentions it. It's nowhere on his social media that I saw. And I even Googled Giovanni Rivera MMA, and someone did come up with no picture saying, though, that they're fighting out of Missouri and they've done no bouts. So I don't know.
So he's an aspiring MMA fighter.
Yeah, I guess. This may not even be him, but at least he came up on a website if it is him.
That's something. I mean, they did show a lot of like him training videos, but it didn't really seem like specific MMA training. I don't remember them showing any like fighting. It was just him in a gym, so.
Yeah, well, I'm just going off this bio, but yeah, apparently he leads with sex, so we're interested in that. Obviously not. I will say though, at the MTV Press Day, they had like some sort of live stream for a brief period that I watched for like 1 second of, and he reminded me of Nate a lot because I remember in Nate from last season's pre-show stuff, like he had tweeted like at, I think it was actually Kendall and or Kylie Jenner. And so we were like, oh, I guess Nate's single, you know, like he's on a dating show. His tweets are immediately like at celebrity females trying to get dates. And they asked, like the host asked this, the people who were at Press Day, AKA the people from New York, if he like slides into their DM, people's DMs. And he was like, yeah, like I slide into Kendall and Kylie's like DMs. You gotta try. Like you gotta like dream big, you know, whatever. And I was just like, oh, so you're single.
So Giovanni will not be finding love in Are You the One? So you can cross him off. I did see he met Kayla. So maybe he tried to slide into her DMs.
Oh, where'd you, Kayla from Are You the One or Kayla from the Real World?
Are You the One?
What do you know about that?
All I know is that they had an Instagram picture together.
Oh.
So there's nice. There's my tidbit.
Also local to this area, so adds up.
There you go.
He has also been with so many women, it's not even funny. So yeah. Don't laugh.
And so many situations, which I wasn't really sure what that meant. Sure.
So yeah, like I'm over it. He also had braids at like two, like not like braids like cornrows, but like two like ponytail braids flat to his head at the New York thing, and I was like, he's actually might be the one person who looks worse now than he did in the pictures.
Yeah, for me though,
based on the braids alone, you just can't call,
yeah, there's just no coming back from the self-entitled nickname, so that's, he's got a long road up.
All right, so let's transition into John Connor with an E. That blew up a lot of my Googling. Humphrey.
John Connor Humphrey. He is, to me, he seems like the prototypical frat guy that is kind of like the Anthony of, what was that, two seasons ago? Like, he just seems like that type of guy.
Yeah, I mean, he, on his Instagram, though, he's also trying to be a musician, apparently. And first and foremost, his name on Instagram is MTV Johnny, which I thought was a really ballsy move considering he's not even in the top two of notable MTV Johnnies.
And it's amazing that
not even
available
in the top three.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, because Johnny Bananas is always going to have bananas.
I guess Riley is Riley.
But it's just pathetic. Like, I just thought that was, like, way too ridiculous. Like, you'd want to, in my mind, you'd want to distance yourself from the maybe only person who has a notable MTV name.
And I think there's maybe another self-entitled nickname where he puts himself as AKA Johnny Drama, which is, I mean, like one of the lamest things you can do if your name is John to call yourself Johnny Drama. So another strike against someone.
But so on his Instagram, he has a cover of John Mayer's Daughters, which happens to be pretty good. But then the bio says a true alpha male. And it's like, what about a John Mayer cover says alpha male? Like, I am getting all sorts of misinformation from this John Connor.
That's what, like, I feel like we just have to almost forget the MTV bio. Because I'd much rather go off of what they really are. And these MTV bios sometimes are just so far off.
Yeah, but, like, that's what we're here to talk about. We're not allowed to talk about the bios now.
No, but,
now.
Like, when you have contracting views, I think the real life view is the more substance one than the MTV bio one.
Oh, obviously. No, this is just for fun. I'm just having a good time here, Brian. I'm sorry. No, this is not like a real investigation. but yeah, other than that, I mean, he seems to have moved to LA with Cameron Colbo. And this does go in line with the bio. So he says in his casting video, if you push me, I'll snap. You know, I won't kiss the girls' asses. Like, don't waste my time. Don't lead me on. And his bio says that if the feelings he has aren't reciprocated, jealousy and anger, Oh, that's wrong. It says beings. I think it means begins to rear its ugly head. Which leads me right into Julia Rose, because it might be that they're next to each other in order. So I read these bios consecutively. Mm-hmm. But I could just so see him like trying to smother her. And she's like, oh, nah, my bad. Like, oh, sorry.
She did have, oh, wait, so we're fully moving to Julia, right?
Unless you have something else, but that was just like my main thought.
Yeah, we can fully move to Julia. Because I did enjoy the throwback to calling someone a whiskey girl as like the shadow whiskey in a porcelain teacup. So that was enjoyable by MTV.
Yeah, I mean, I just could really see her not being into someone who's like super into her. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like John, well, she is actually my nominee for looking least like this picture. This happens to be a nice picture of like another woman, but she's totally unrecognizable. She's beautiful in both pictures, mm-hmm. but just is just not her. I just don't even think this is the same girl.
Right. Totally. And she was the girl version of like the former fat guy. So she was like the former nerd. She said she wore like braces and like wore shoelaces around her neck for much of her life. And now she's very beautiful.
Yeah, I feel so sorry for her. No, but she has 77,000 followers on Facebook. So she's probably one of the more notable people. She's a model. Mm-hmm. One thing is she has a private Instagram that was linked to by her in her Twitter bio or some bio and by MTV. Like, why are you linking to a private Instagram?
Yeah, that's a weird move. Maybe she doesn't know it's private. I can't imagine that being the case, but I don't know why you go on a reality show and keep any of your social media accounts private.
The other thing, my last real thought on her, is that she reminded me of Shanley just from the picture. Like, oh, like kind of alternatives, got this flannel when everybody else is in like island wear. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw John Connor, I guess I saw her before him or before I made the connection. Like, I could totally see this like Chris T and Shanley thing happening just based on height and emotion. Like, I just feel like, yes, he's like way more preppy than Chris T, but I just, mm-hmm. based on what we're told, he's got this like emotional musician thing.
Right. It's definitely possible. Just another one that, again, just has to highlight this string of cheating exes. So, I mean, who knows? It's just going to have to see like who was really scarred by that and who like is just shrugs it off and moves on. But we'll see.
The next girl, Kaylin Ware, has maybe one of the most beautiful faces I've ever seen.
And the hair is out like, and it's like so outrageous, but it's like it works for her perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's like I almost am uncomfortable looking at this picture of her because her face is just like so perfect. And she knows it too, and I don't even mind. Like, her Twitter cover photo is just like her eyes.
Right.
Just like, yep, here's a feature I like that fits in this section on Twitter. Here's one I like that fits in this section.
And how shocked are you that in her bio it didn't start with like a Straight Outta Compton joke? Because that, I mean, she made reference to it in her video. I can't believe MTV didn't pan off that.
I don't know that she didn't reference the movie, right? She just said, maybe she was like,
well, she said, like,
don't make it Straight out of Compton.
No, she just said, like, living, being a beautiful girl in Compton was like the worst. And I just can't believe they didn't make a straight, like, she's Straight out of Compton.
Yeah, I don't know. Seems like a missed opportunity. I don't know if she'd be like upset by it because it seems like she didn't love being in Compton.
Right. And this is another one, though, where the bio was really weird because they made her seem like a very spiritual person. Like, they ended with like namaste. And like, that, I did not get that vibe from her at all in her video.
Oh, but in all of her internet presence, she is that person. Oh, so, like, well, she has a blog too that was like started a while ago, well before this. And at this point in my research, I like was like, all right, I totally respect these people. If you want to be famous, like, apparently, you really need to create your own content. So like, you have to write for yourself and act in the things that you write and then produce and direct the things that you write and act in. So, you know, they all have hustle, but she, one of her like words of wisdom was don't ever compare yourself. Understand that not everyone is on the same time frame when it comes to personal growth and success. You might see someone you know very well excelling at their own success. Meanwhile, you feel as though it's taking forever for you to see some success of your own. Just like, she's very heavy on Twitter too. She tweeted out recently, "I just want to be around awake and mature souls. I prefer genuine souls to be a part of my experience." I just feel like I could see her like really falling deep into this.
Yeah, I think she's the old, is she here for the right reasons? I think she is 100% here for the right reasons and is really looking for someone to be with and get with.
What do you say that?
She just doesn't seem like someone who's just there to either become famous or whatever. She just seems like a genuine person and seems like that was someone that would, if she has a connection with them, will try to make it work. Even if like they're not even a perfect match, I can see them trying to pursue it outside of the game.
Yeah, so she says, see, now everything you're saying, I'm like, oh, you must have gotten that from the spoiler that you watched.
I watched the trailer, even like that. I don't know these people's faces enough to be like, oh, look, that's what's going to happen.
This face, you know. So anyway, she says, admittedly, that she's a little bit sexist, that she wants to be like the nurturing woman and wants her husband to be the provider. So I agree with that assessment of her, that she's like pretty genuine and really wants like a traditional relationship. Mm-hmm. She wrote a little bit about Are You the One on her blog, saying that making the show was very fun, stressful, and authentic. Nothing was scripted and everything was recorded. I mean, absolutely everything. Sounds like a boom, boom, room. I found love, and well, you'll just have to watch the show and find out all about it and how it unfolds. There's a little teaser from her.
And hopefully she's not sliding into celebrities' DMs, so.
I have absolutely nothing to say about the next person.
Yeah, actually, I only had one note and I just wrote the normal one because he just seems like the regular person, because he was the only one that didn't have many Instagram followers, just seemed like a regular person, and the one like the outlier of the group.
Yeah, it almost reminds me of like Melanie from last season.
Exactly, yeah.
So we won't be seeing much of her.
I'm a cast member of a reality show. You do not want to be based off her. That is not a good model for parlaying this into something bigger.
I mean, yeah, basically she seems like a cute girl. She's from Jersey, and she was judged her whole life, so now she doesn't judge people. Moving swiftly on. If you have anything else,
I've never heard of like being judged for crying. That's a weird one, but yeah.
I mean, I forgot even why she said that. So that, thanks for the reminder.
She didn't say why. She just said, hey, I just cried a lot and I was judged for it. So, okay.
I have like the most notes of anyone on the next guy.
Really? All right. Lay it on me.
Because as you know, I always hit up a LinkedIn page if it's available.
Right.
And Morgan St. Pierre has more careers than Debbie from Survivor.
Yes. He listed them all out. All to get attention from girls, apparently, but I don't think he's, I don't know.
I actually liked this bio besides that. I liked where he said, so basically, he cooks, he does hair, he's a bartender, he's a trainer, he's a hairstylist. I said that already because it's all over. He paints, he plays music, he breathes fire, like, it's just, and he has like three different resumes on LinkedIn to support all of these with all of his experiences. Like, he is all of these things.
Him and Aesop can get along well then.
Yeah, well, that is true. If he, what was the weird one that Aesop said? No, I already painted. Aesop. Also, Aesop. It's not fables, like Aesop's fables.
I'm going to pronounce it wrong all season, so.
That's, you better change it. Have some respect. It's very anti-Semitic of you to mispronounce.
Yes. That's, if anyone knows me, I'm the anti-Semite of the group.
So, well, it's just the two of us again. So, there's no group. So it says, despite his very, so it says he has no problem getting girls' attentions, but holding it is another story. Despite his varied skill set, his fear of rejection and lack of dating confidence has kept him from mastering the fine art of talking to women and blah, blah, blah. I actually liked this because it does kind of make sense to me that he like does a million things and is like not really committed to any of them. And it stems from insecurity. I don't know. He looks like a straight up Ken doll, though.
Yes, he absolutely looks like a Ken doll. From like face, body, he's just like glow, shines. It's like a weird glow to him.
He shines. He's friends with Mike from last season. I think I knew one of Mike's friends was going to be on. This is him because they do like a Periscope, I guess, for the challenge every Wednesday. So if you're interested in that, you should check that out.
Oh, interesting. Was he in, I don't remember. Was he a New York guy, Morgan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is at press day looking plastic. It's, I mean, he is actually a professional model. Like, he has done real work. Like, his Instagram had, like, legitimate shots on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, signed to Wilhelmina Models and some other modeling agency that I didn't pull out. But to me, his body's, like, terrifying because he's, like, so plastic.
Did you get the vibe that he just seemed absolutely plastered in the interviews he was doing?
Thank you, yes.
He seemed to be slurring his words the entire time.
In his home video, like in the one that he shot at home, which makes sense that you would totally get drunk before you applied for either one. So I thought he was like the realest one just based on that.
Yes. Good. At least I'm not the only one.
No, he was 100% drunk, or he's going to be the most annoying person to listen to this season if that's how he talks. Good call.
Because then he will be drunk and it's going to go even more so over that.
A couple things from LinkedIn, because I got to tell you, this LinkedIn was like the most comprehensive LinkedIn I've ever seen.
I always forget to check their LinkedIn. I keep forgetting to do that every season.
He writes, "I am a dynamic individual. When I'm not studying or working, I'm using my free time to improve myself. From rock climbing to reading philosophy to breakdancing, I strive to fill my life with a variety of stimulating passions. My TV gets little use," which to me, I'm like, what, you think you're better than me? Sorry, I watch TV. I hate when people say that.
Yes. Big pet peeve. I agree.
So he says, "My TV gets little use, unlike my guitar, piano, cleats, and rackets." And then I actually wrote, "You think you're better than me." I almost read that out.
Especially, it's a weird move when you're going to be on a TV show. That's just another one.
Yeah, I don't think he's updated his LinkedIn. At least it's Ari the One is not there. I will like to let, someone needs to let Morgan know, and potentially you can call him to let him know, because his personal phone number and email are available on LinkedIn, and he may want to change that ASAP.
Wait, you didn't call his number though?
Yeah, right. Like, I'm going to call his number. I don't even call my own boyfriend. I'm not going to call him.
Oh my God. That got to take one for the team, for the podcast.
You have Google, right? LinkedIn, Morgan St. Pierre, you could call him right now. It's available in two locations. One thing he potentially a misguided attempt, he uses bold strategically. So he writes on his resume that he's, you know, XYZ and in bold, fearless.
You know, the bold and italic doesn't get enough use in LinkedIn, I feel like. You got to really highlight your strengths.
No, this was like his PDF of his resume. Like, this wasn't even casual LinkedIn. Like, this, he's fearless. Like, what jobs are you applying for? Like, animal, like, wrestler? Like, Crocodile Dundee?
It makes you stand out. People scrolling through resumes. Oof, this guy is fearless and it's in bold. It's got to be true then. So we should hire him.
And the last thing I'll say about his LinkedIn, I'm sorry, guys, but it's really shockingly entertaining for a LinkedIn. He has his SAT score, which I don't...
Give me multiple choice.
I'm just going to tell you because you're never going to guess it. He got a 2050.
That's really good.
It's a very good score. And he notes that he attended a community college during his senior year of high school, earning 36 credits, entering the University of Albany and graduating early. Oh, shit. All right. All right, Morgan.
But Kendall can think.
He's got a variety of skills, but I don't know, like, is he going to be making a real connection with someone? Like, I feel like he's so all over the place.
Well, his feelings get really hurt if you just have sex with him, so can't have that.
I would love to watch him get rejected by someone who had sex with him and him be upset. Because what a unexpected twist that would be.
Maybe he'll be like Nate and just start crying. That would be a fun move.
Unsurprising. I bet there will be a lot of tears here shed this season.
Is it going to be the most emotional and dramatic season yet?
You sound like Chris Harrison.
Yeah, that was the move.
I don't have much on Nicole Brown, except that her name's really unfortunate for Googling and for being the same name as O.J. Simpson's former wife.
Yeah, but... Yeah, that's a bit of a problem. I had her exactly as Michaela. She just seemed like the normal one. Like, those two are going to be like they should be friends because they shouldn't be on the show.
So she's the one that, yeah, I wrote down that she's just a normal human. Like, her Twitter and her Instagram, like, all of her social media is just, like, super normal. Her family are in the pictures. It's not all selfies. Her tweets are about, like, watching the hills and eating. So, like, she's a normal human, into it.
And, of course, watching the hills and eating is as adrenaline junkie and daredevilish as you want. So, as according to her MTV Twitter bio, or MTV bio.
The one thing that was alarming to me that is consistent with the bio, but in the casting video, she says she doesn't like to let people get close, which is why she can talk to guys that have somebody else in their lives, like married men and people in relationships. Like, I feel like that got glossed over.
I mean, if you don't want to get close to someone, talking to a married guy is a good move, I guess. I don't know. I've never had that thought process go through.
Makes you a complete piece of shit. Like, I don't know why that's not played up more. Like, they let her, like, skate by and just be like, oh, when guys have other people in their lives. I mean, maybe it's just, like, I like to casually date, and if a guy's dating someone else casually too, fine. But it did, like, seem to imply that Ms. Brown is the other woman.
Maybe she'll be the one that causes Emma to key the guy's car. That could be fun. Yeah,
or his, like, coconut tree, because they don't have cars in Hawaii for them.
Unfortunately not.
I'm sure I think of something else.
Did they ever go on driving dates? Maybe they'll go on a driving date one time, and then Emma will, that's when she'll strike.
They did ATVs, right? Or was that Dating Naked? I think they definitely did it on both shows.
I can't remember.
Motorcycles. Hunter.
It all blends together.
Hunter was definitely on some sort of motorcycle of some sort. So go ahead and key that.
That sounds familiar.
I don't want to view this next guy through hip hop colored glasses, but
I mean, I think I like that's Prosper. Exactly how he. I think that's how he wants you to view, because he's got a whole album on iTunes right now. Prosper, and I'm going to end it at Prosper.
So he goes by P. Muna in his, like, rap videos and stuff. But I do like that the album is called Live Long and Prosper. I thought that was brilliant.
Yes. I mean, for an opening album, you have to do that if your name is Prosper.
I just couldn't believe that the bio used the phrase hip-hop colored glasses as though that's, like, a thing. That has to be one of my least favorite expressions ever used in one of these bios.
Yeah, I don't think I didn't even know that was an expression.
It's not. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. MTV just MTV creates phrases and just, like, slides them in and hopes people notices.
It was just such a stretch. One thing I will say is, like, the reason they use that expression is because he's saying that he's been brainwashed by the hip-hop lifestyle and getting girls and money. And at first I was like, child, please. But then you hear that, like, his father's not in his life. He's raised by a single mother. He has multiple siblings. Like, all right, you know, you didn't have a male role model. You blame it on the hip hop. I'll give you a pass.
He did have my favorite line of all the videos when he said, life is not a Lil Wayne record. I have no idea what that means, but sure, it's not a Lil Wayne record.
Yeah, I was like, if that's, like, the most romantic thing you could think of, or, like, perfect, like, you know, it's not like, usually it's like life isn't a fairy tale or a movie, it's like life isn't a Lil Wayne record, because Lil Wayne's doing it right. Like, it is a romantic pursuits. I will say he did come off very creepy to me in the boobs and butt video, and that, like, totally rubbed me the wrong way.
Yes, but he came across decently in the other videos. I feel like he had, like, a good sense of humor, but that one he did have, like, a weird, because he said, like, I like big tits, right? And that was just, it didn't come naturally.
Yeah, I didn't like what he had to say, but I do like that he hung out with Rob Kardashian and Black China. And so on Instagram, he posted a picture of him and Rob Kardashian and wrote, much love to Rob Kardashian and Black China for having us at their Chimoji release party. How have I existed this long in the world and I have to leave it to an Ari the One contestant's Instagram to tell me that Chimojis exist? I have Kimojis. That was, like, a drunk purchase on my way back from the city. Why? I need Chimojis now too, so that I can have them fight.
Gotta have the yin to the yang. Otherwise, what do you do in your life?
That was like my favorite thing. And I will always hold Prosper with a deep regard for introducing me to that. But Prosper, if you're out there, please let me know how you ended up invited to an emoji release party. I would love to know that.
He just live long and prospers. That's what he does.
Yeah. Anything else on him?
Nope. I'm on to Mr. Sam Handler and his 121,000 Instagram followers.
Oh, damn.
Former D1 football player who claims he's only hooked up with two people in his life and only kissed five.
When you say claims, it sounds like you have doubts.
I do doubt. I don't fully buy his act. I smell a con artist in the mix.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It just seems fake. There's something, he just says it too, like, calm. There's something about him that just, like, it doesn't fit his persona that he's trying to give off.
Well, I mean, that he's like a good looking football player.
It just like that. And just even just like his picture, like he just comes across as not like this holier than now guy that just treats this super seriously. Like I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
That's fair. I mean, I'm less skeptical of it, but it just cause like, I don't really care either way, right? Like, if he's had sex with multiple women or had sex with two women, like, okay. So, I mean, it's like, but then it's, I mean, a lot of times people shock me when they're like, oh, I'm a virgin. Like, Ashley I from The Bachelor, if anyone watches, does not look like someone you would normally characterize as a virgin. But I have a friend who's friends with her. She swears that she is. So, who am I to say?
Just even like him mentioning like, oh, I love like Justin Bieber and Hannah Montana. It just seems like he's trying to, it's like the thing you say when you want to keep that characterization about yourself. It's just, I don't know. It's just whatever. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong, but I don't.
No. I think that's totally fair. I don't know either way. I have no way to know. But he is an actor. So self-billed as an actor. The only LinkedIn that I could find that has Are You the One on it already. As it should, he's an actor. So this is his first, you know, thing.
Do you think he looks like a young Woody Harrelson?
I guess maybe.
His face, not his hair, well, just the face.
I don't think he looks like Woody Harrelson when he was actually young. I think he looks like Woody Harrelson now, but younger.
Yes,
like
if he went a different direction. If you Benjamin Button Woody Harrelson right now, he looks like
but
him.
Not to his actual youth, because he was famous when he was young too. And I don't think he looks like that.
Yeah, if you Benjamin Button him to Sam Handler,
yeah, hey, there's a definitely
there's like a line. There's a connection.
One thing that's interesting is he's really good friends with Zach and then now Hannah of last season. So it's totally fair that he's been potentially been coached, you know, for this, if that's a thought, a feeling, a vibe you're getting.
Are they still together?
Yeah.
Good for them.
I think Chuck and Brittany are too.
Oh, wow. Did I know that? I don't know if I knew that.
That they're still together or that they were together?
Both.
Wow, we definitely talked about it like a lot.
Good for
okay,
them.
I'm going to move on. That's weird. So yeah, he played football at UCLA. He now lives in UCLA. And one funny thing that came up, he like had an incident where he was injured. And I guess USC has a tradition where before their marching band comes on, they stab the logo on the field of the other team. And Sam stood on the mascot in an attempt to prevent them from doing so. And a tweet went out, security finally removed Handler while USC band director was throwing a fit. Trojans took field and did not stick a sword in logo.
Wow.
So he successfully. So he's got a lot of pride, got a lot of school spirit.
He will defend that mascot stabbing to the day he dies.
But he's cute. I feel like he'll be popular.
Yeah.
Well, we will definitely see if he holds up to his minimal kissing.
We will see. I'll say this. If he hooks up with someone the first night, then I'm calling complete bullshit on his whole thing. So we'll see.
Wow. Okay.
Boom. Stephen John McHugh.
Yeah, this guy is an interesting guy.
You know, when I read his bio and I watched his video, he seemed like a real douchebag. Like, he trying to be like the manipulator and all that. But then when I kind of just checked out his Twitter and Instagram, he just seemed like a normal dude. Like, I think he's trying to do this character. And I don't know if it's going to work, but he kind of seemed like a normal guy.
Have you not been to StephenJohnTheSecond.com?
No, I have not.
This was... come on, Brian. These are links in their profile. I'm not even working hard here. Go to Stephen's ST. Everyone do it with us. StephenJohnII.com. And while you're taking a look at that, for those who are not indulging in this website, his website starts with a little bio that says, he's a Philadelphia area native. After graduating Westchester University with a marketing degree, Stephen pursued a career in sales along with social media marketing. He later used his skills to become an entrepreneur and influencer. What does that mean? So I continue down. Then he just has a section where it just says passion, energy, creativity, work ethic. No other information. Then he goes down and he has a quote. He quotes himself. And then lists all of his...
that's a big power move.
Then lists all of his social media, where I'm surprised you said he seems like a normal guy, because he has, in his Twitter bio, it says, entrepreneur influencer. Again, I don't know what his entrepreneur venture is. And then writes, professional life liver and lover. Why didn't I think of that?
That is weird. I don't know. I just got the sense, like, just his actual... in the tweets, and didn't seem like they just didn't seem like fake or promoted or like anything else that like I saw from other people.
Scrolling down in his website where you get to his portfolio, which are just six pictures of him labeled with various hashtags such as grind, hashtag scheming, hashtag dope, hashtag life. Then continue down. This is my favorite part. I do genuinely like. He has a section for his squad, so he's given love to the entourage, where he just has three pictures of his bros and their social media. So respect. He does daily vlogs. Again, I was just so fat. I wanted to know like what his entrepreneurial venture is. This, to me, his website was the new Guise for this season. He is definitely hustling, but I'm still, after all of this, not clear what he's hustling towards, like what he's trying to get.
It is weird to call yourself the second, because that means you're just junior, right?
No, so the second is when you're named after your grandfather.
Oh.
When it skips a generation. Junior is when it's your father.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so it actually genuinely shocks me that you're like, this is like a normal down-to-earth guy.
Well, I did not click on his website. I probably should have, but I don't know. I'm still just scrolling through his tweets, and there's a few weird quotes in there that I wouldn't tweet out myself, but he just tweets about like regular stuff that I would tweet out.
That's fine. I didn't look at his Twitter after seeing this website. I was like, I'm all set. Yeah, professional life liver is not an occupation, and you can't call yourself an entrepreneur and then just say you're a professional life liver. Like, please let me know what your ventures are. I'd like to be interested in them.
I do like that he's trying to make Where is Steven a thing. So that's interesting.
And the main hitter is like established in 1991. Like whenever somebody like on a t-shirt or whatever is like established in their birth year, it rubs me the wrong way. And that's, you know what, Steven, that's on me. That's not your fault. But that just is on me.
Do you think he's going to go by Steven or John?
I don't care. I don't know. It seems like he goes by Steven John and he drops the McHugh.
There you go. McHugh's an interesting last name.
In the casting video, he was much better looking than, I think, his website or here, because he was clean shaven. And I'm not anti-beard, but I just thought he had a nice face.
Right, so let's clean up the website, Steven.
And I will say he has good tattoos. That's all I'll say. Anything else? I didn't mean to take that away from you, but I just couldn't let you continue without addressing the website.
No, please, I'm glad you did.
But any other thoughts on him otherwise?
No, I'm still flustered by this. Being the second meaning that you're named after your grandfather. I never knew that.
Yeah, if you want, we could like talk more about like life things after the podcast.
So is the third where a junior names his kid that, and now you're the third?
A junior, so it's the guy, junior, the third.
Okay. All right. At least I knew that, right? Okay.
Okay, so that was interesting. Moving on to Tori Deal.
She came across so differently in her video as she did in the questionnaire videos. I actually wrote that she seemed like a tame personality in her video, and then watching the video, she was the complete opposite of that. She was like the most outlandish of them all.
How so? What do you mean?
She just seemed very like quiet and like calm in her Twitter, in her bio video, but then she was like coming out of the more like sexual jokes and outlandish stuff in the questionnaire.
Oh, see, I feel like in the video she said that she loves sex.
Yeah, but like she, I don't know, there's so, it's just, she seemed like more calm in it, but like there she was like always like yelling and stuff like that. She just seemed different.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that, but it's possible. I was just distracted because the videos are the last thing that I watch, so like I already felt how I felt about people when I got to the video. But I love her. I think she's awesome.
Oh, I think she's gonna be great. Yeah. Don't, yeah, absolutely.
One thing weird about I'm with you on that. About, no, I didn't think you were insulting her. I'm just saying I love her. I think it's funny because the bio uses self-promoting, but in a positive way. And I've never seen self-promoting be positive before.
She's a rapper. I mean, if you obviously this is, I don't know what to make of this, but if you had to pick someone out to be a rapper, like she would be the last on the list, right? But she's a rapper.
Yeah, I mean, her song is pretty good. She has a song out called Bad Woman that she mm-hmm. has a verse. Like, it's not her song. She's just on it.
I'm not a big rap guy, but it seemed pretty good.
Like, she's not phenomenal. Like, I don't think she's, like, the next Lil Wayne, if we're talking about since the Lil Wayne. But her lyrics are funny. So, like, I think she's got a good sense of humor. I like that she's pretty outrageous. One of the best, I actually spent a lot of time, probably the most time on her social media because the rest I just kind of, like, skimmed. It was like, great. She had these videos with her roommate who's, like, a really talented singer. And they would do these, I guess her name's like Joy Music. And so she would sing these covers and then Tori would do some freestyle over it. And it was just like really, really entertaining. Those videos were really good. So I would watch, I started watching them like not even for this. Like I was just like, oh, I may follow her on Instagram and I usually don't follow these people on Insta.
Yeah, there you go.
Ooh, what else? Oh, I just like hope she rap battles. Like sometimes when I'm drinking at parties, like with people, I'll do a little rap battle. It's fun. It's fun to freestyle. That'll be entertaining given that there's nothing to do in the house.
Can you please Periscope next time that happens?
No. So, but Mike Bloom's on our challenge podcast. Maybe he'll do some freestyle next week. He freestyles on the podcast. What else? Oh, and I also think she's going to give us great sound bites because based on what she's willing to say on camera and her like creativity in terms of being an artist, like music artist, I feel like she's going to like give us really good stuff in the confessionals.
I hope so. Yeah, that's what I got the sense of from her video. So she's willing to say and do anything. So hopefully that translates to the show.
Again, highs and lows here because this is my absolute least favorite person, guy or girl coming up here.
Yeah. I have two notes. I have will be lost in the crowd, and I think he's like a fake asshole. So
what does it mean by fake asshole?
That he wants to be thought of as like the jerk asshole bad guy, but that he isn't really.
I believe him. I feel like he's a complete asshole. And then the beef he had with, so this is the guy who, I don't know, do we say his name? Tyler Norman?
Yeah. Well, we just said Tyler.
But he's the guy who had beef with Emma and called her ugly. So I believe it. Like, I don't know why you would. I guess I just, from what I hear about reality television, it's too difficult to be like a totally fake persona all through casting, all on the show. Like I don't know. Like, there are assholes in the world. Like, I just totally believe him as an asshole, especially with everything that he said. Like, I just, everything rang true to me. But it's weird because he was formerly in the military. He's in the Navy. And mm-hmm. apparently he like feeds the homeless, according to the bio. Now, the Navy thing was supported. We saw that picture of that on Instagram. But I don't know what he does for work, if he actually works with the homeless or not.
Well, he just says he walks the street feeding. So he just walks down and just hands out food.
OK, but that's like that's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, I don't think he does that. No one does that.
People do that. There are people. Where are you living? People give food to homeless people.
No one just walks the street all the time giving away food. Like that.
See, the good things about him are fake and the bad things about him are fake.
Yeah, I think he's just fake. I think he's just absolutely faking like everything.
Yeah, one thing I liked is that his bio says that comments are intended to be honest or funny are interpreted as mean and rude. And I was like, oh, I'm really going to connect with this guy. And then then he lost me in the ripped jorts. I don't like that look for a dude. And then he lost me in every other time he was on my screen online.
Yeah, I don't even think we're going to be seeing much from him throughout the season anyway. So.
I totally disagree. Like, I feel like fake or not, he'll be stirring up shit with almost everyone. Like, I feel like that's the point. Like, right, even if it's fake, like, they're clearly billing him as the a-hole. And so, especially if he's faking it, like, he's going to be coming in hot.
I hope so. I hope you're right. I think he'll be lost in the shuffle.
I hope you're right. I would love to not see him.
Almost dropped the paper. All right. Victoria Wyatt.
Go for it.
22. I thought she was the best looking of all the girls.
Huh.
So I did.
She's very good looking. But yeah, she didn't like jump out. I mean, I guess she was the last girl I looked at. So after looking at like 10 beautiful girls, I was like, oh, another beautiful girl.
Another one that starts with gorgeous. They didn't really have many other adjectives to use for people. I just noticed that now.
She is, I will say, the biggest Twitter offender. Like, she is someone I might unfollow during the season just because it's so much. Oh, so often.
She tweets a lot.
All the time. But it's not, like, bad. It's just often.
So then she'll be, like, a big retweeter of stuff.
I also...
No, it'll be my guess.
Yeah, like, anytime she's mentioned.
Yeah.
I will say she is very into herself, as well she should be. Like, she's... I guess I did write gorgeous down here later in my notes, so I was impacted by her. She has an Instagram that's just of her, and the caption is, happiness is being reunited with your best friends. What? It's just of you.
She's her best friend.
Reunited? Did she go missing? So I just...
You have to love yourself before you love others.
Thank you, RuPaul. One thing is, I'll tell you, she's no slouch, because she is apparently attending law school this year at University of California, Irvine, which is no shitty school. It's like a top 30 law school. So good for her.
Good for her. Maybe her and Moosey could work at the same law firm.
Maybe. But she says she's called crazy once a month, which I liked. That's all I really felt about her. I mean, she might be like, I don't know. She seems very smart and beautiful. So we'll see.
And she seemed like a self-aware crazy person. She was like, I'm not crazy. I just like to know who are you with? What are you doing? Why are you with them? Why aren't you with me? Like, she's like, seemed like a self-aware crazy, which is like a good kind of crazy.
Yeah, she's funny. And I guess she laughs at herself, which is good.
Yes.
Whew, that's it.
That's all 20. Whew.
You copied me on the size.
Yeah.
Well. It's contagious.
It's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. But overall, yeah, no one really stands out to me as a potential match besides Julia and John and then Asaf and everyone.
Asaf and you.
No, it's not for me, but just for the world. You know, he's the kind of thing you can't tie down because, like, what a shame it would be to all the other women in the world.
Gotta let him roam free.
I'd ask you your predictions, but I don't trust you. So for anyone who's interested in spoilers, they can tweet directly at Brian.
Yeah, I Googled how the entire season would go, and I know everything now. So.
Well, you watched an MTV trailer, which is pretty much the same thing.
It really wasn't very spoilery at all.
You are always the one who is like, when they kiss, like, we're going to be waiting for them to kiss now, so you're going to know if they're not a match, because you saw them kiss in the trailer.
I know, I hate it, but I always watch it.
Well, you're a liar then. All right, okay, people are going to get angry at me. This isn't serious, everyone. Calm down.
Yeah, be nice, Allie. Stop being mean.
Oh my God, I'm so sick of those people. So pathetic. Okay, now I'm going to get shit for that. Anyway, before I completely toast myself here, torch myself, any final thoughts?
No, I mean, I am excited for this to come back. I think it's getting a lot of shit because of everything going on with the challenge, but the show itself is very entertaining. And hopefully the people who give it shit on the challenge, if they never watched it, maybe they'll give it a shot this time and they'll get to see that it's actually a pretty fun show.
Oh, should we speculate, like, based on, I guess, physical appearance, who's going to be on the challenge?
I mean, is it even worth going by that? Because that doesn't seem at all how they even cast anyway for the people who go on the challenge.
No, 100% not. They should get back to that.
Otherwise, yeah, how would Nate be on the show?
So. You said it, not me.
I did. I stand by it. But yeah, what about you? Are you excited?
Yeah, I showed up here excited. I remain excited. And I love this show. It's just a good summer viewing.
Yeah, that it is the perfect summer show, so it'll do its part.
I'm going to ask Scott St. Pierre if we can change our intro music to Cool for the Summer by Demi Lovato now. He's going to say no.
Probably.
Anyway, yeah, quick shout out. Thanks to Scott St. Pierre for editing both of these shows now. Sorry about that 2 a week. That totally sucks. We apologize.
Hardest working man in show
business. And thanks to everyone for listening to this. And that's all I have.
Yeah. Yeah, so premiere Monday, June
13th. You can remember that because the Tonys are Sunday, June 12th, and this is the next day.
Well, I mean, if that's not an easier way to remember, I don't know what is. So you could subscribe at robiswebsite.com/challenge iTunes. Follow me at Bus Driver's Route, and you?
At Lash Tweets.
And if you just annoy you the one listener and you don't want to challenge, go listen to the challenge because we're also doing that. But that's it. And then until June 13th for the premiere and then the podcast after, have a good one.